Welcome to my podcast. I'm so excited for this episode. Before we get into it, I'm going to keep this one really short and sweet. I like to do the mini casts just in the essence of time. Everyone's busy, but I'd rather you soak in some good info and keep it on a time schedule than to soak in nothing at all. So before we get in, I'm going to ask you to hit the follow button. Follow. Lots of great content coming this year. Lots of great information, and the information is all about helping you. It's all about you. This podcast is about you. It's not about me. I share my stories, my expertise, and bring on really great guests to give you information to really help you take that next level of your life up and slay. So if you enjoy the content, please hit the follow. If you really like it, please share it with people. The more you can share it, the more that helps me grow it. And I want to reach a lot of people. So remember, Kansas boy here, and we are doing some big ass things. So I'm really excited for this episode. I want to share with you the best advice I've received this year. And I've received a lot. I've received a lot of advice. I love to read. I love to take in knowledge and information. And one of the challenges I'm putting on myself right now is to read one book a week for the foreseeable future, because I catch myself, just like anyone else, spending too much time on social media or things that are like, this doesn't really matter. So I want to take some of that time back and use it to growing my skills and to continue to improve. So that's kind of a challenge I'm putting on myself. I finished a book this weekend. It was great. I finished it. I started it Saturday and finished it Sunday. So I read, but I also do audiobooks. So the audiobooks, I can pound out a lot of information quicker. So it's a challenge I'm doing with myself, and I encourage you to challenge yourself as well. So the most valuable lesson I've learned this year is coming right up. Welcome to iSlay. This is your personal growth hub, and we are all in on you, all in on your goals and your vision, and we're going to help you build it every step of the way. Here at iSlay, our motto is, if it doesn't help you slay, we don't do it, baby. What I really wanted to do is build a brand and make personal development and health and wellness fun and sexy, because that is what it is. And this brand is a feeling. Make sure to hit that follow button, share on your social media, share it with someone that can find value in this. Thanks for tuning in, and why don't we get started? Okay, so the best lesson I've learned this year in Wow, I learned a lot. I've learned a lot in different avenues, and this is the best in a certain area. And the reason I want to share this one is because I think people can really benefit from hearing it, especially if you're trying to do really awesome things. And it's come about to me in so many different ways from a lot of people I look up to and people that have done big shit. So I just want to share it. And the advice is, the lesson is, you will not know what your idea is or what you're capable of or whatever. You will not know what your idea is or whatever it is you're trying to work through. You won't know until you do it. So let me provide a little bit more in-depth context. I remember seeing this video on Instagram, and it sat with me so much. And it was a video of Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg, who created Facebook. And he was talking about Facebook and ideas, and he said that Facebook became his idea as he was pursuing working on stuff. Facebook wasn't his first idea. He's like, I've built websites. I've done this. I've done that. I've done this. And then that's how Facebook formed. And for me, as someone who left the corporate world in May, and I'm building a business, and it's going to be amazing. That's what I know. And it's going to help people. That's what I know. It sat with me because I felt like I had to have the idea. It sat with me because I felt like I had to know exactly what I was doing and where I was going. And I think that was my biggest struggle, my biggest disconnect, is because I didn't. And I still don't. I kind of have, but I'll tell you this. I've worked on stuff and I've had I have a better idea of where I'm going right now than I did a month ago, than I did 2 months ago, than I did 3 months ago. And it's constantly evolving. Right now, I feel the closest I've ever been. Why? Because I've been working on it the longest at this present time. So you don't know if you don't try. I want to give you some examples of my life, and so it might resonate with you. When I got into leadership in 2017, I didn't know if I was into it. I didn't know. You know, the beauty of selling versus leading is selling, you get to just focus on your own book of business, your own accounts, your own success. Leadership is wildly different. It's because other people, you get your success through them. So it is so different and it's so challenging. But once I started leadership and I started going down the path, I did realize how much I loved it. And it was the first moment that I helped someone find success. I like lit up. It was a feeling. So I knew that leading people and helping people was a great path for me, right? That's one example. Another example, I have a strong background in sales, like I just said, in leadership. And I taught salespeople. So I taught them how to sell, taught them the process, taught them how to prospect and lead calls and ask questions and all these things. So once I left the corporate world, I actually spent $4,000 to have someone help me develop a sales course to teach people. Because I was like, I'm good at this. I might as well do it. So I spent money and developed a sales course. I sold it to three people and started it. And then I started doing it and I'm like, I hate this. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I didn't know it until I tried it and I did it. And the moral of this story was I had an opportunity to do something different. And I'm like, I want to use this as an opportunity. Doesn't mean I can't use the skills I've learned. I can absolutely use sales, leadership, all of that stuff to create magic, but it doesn't have to be doing that. And I'm like, this is my opportunity to really try and do something different. So the moral of the story here and the lesson I want you to listen to, and it doesn't have to be about building a business. It could be just something you're passionate, you're finding your next passion or projects or hobbies or whatever. You don't know it if you don't try it, if you don't work at it. And one of the things I'm doing right now is developing a collective of people that are working towards great things. I want to help them. I want to connect people and help them do that. So if you're interested, let me know. But what I'm getting at with this is imagine focusing on something that you find out really matters to you. It's going to happen. Like, I think people nowadays don't carve out enough time to focus on what they truly want. They're like waking up reactive, scrambling to get to work. And then by the time work's over, it's like some have family, some don't. Some are exhausted. Some are, you know, life happens. But you have to carve out time for you. And if you invest in you, you're going to get the reward. So remember, if you want to find out what your next thing is, or if you want to work towards something great, you may not know what that is, and that's okay. I'm sharing this with you because it's totally normal and it's part of the journey. I didn't know what I wanted to do as a business. I know I wanted one. I know I wanted to help people. I knew a little bit about, I knew what I was good at. I knew kind of the direction I wanted to go in, but I didn't really know. And the only way I'm getting more and more clarity is working on it every day. So I hope this found a lot of, you found some value in this. I'm really passionate about it. And then I kept getting these signs. I got one from, obviously, Mark Zuckerberg. I saw Gary Vee posted about it too, just like, I don't know what I want to do next. He goes, well, work on stuff. Like, it's that simple. You just have to kind of go into that direction. Then you can find that magic. So lastly, hit the follow button, baby. You know I'm going to ask you. So hit that follow button, share it, review it. I appreciate all of you for showing up. And I'm proud of you. If no one's told you this, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for really putting in the work. It's so rewarding, but it can be difficult as well. And it can be a lonely path, but you know, there's a lot of people out there that are doing the same things you're doing. And I'm going to connect us together. Just you wait. So thanks for tuning in.